Episode 114.
That person is facing things that they have not faced in their entire careers. And to what Bobby is saying, there's a whole lot of information that we as manufacturers are responsible for, and we have a duty to get that down to that technician level.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
On Point.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio, the automotive aftermarket's premier podcast that is now available for your mobile Android listening enjoyment from Google Play Music. And welcome to episode 114 with the team from Service EDU. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Hey, do you like doing lunch and learns? Well, grab your favorite lunch and mosey up to your favorite smartphone, tablet, or laptop and listen to an episode you've been wanting to catch. And go grab your partner, wife, supervisor, or anyone you feel would enjoy and benefit from listening. Make it your goal to share the knowledge. And don't forget, listen to learn just one thing. Now listen to learn all about Service EDU. My guests are Bobby Bassett, Manager of Training, North America, Gates Corporation, Ted Hughes, AAP Head of Marketing at MAHLE, and Tom Marks, MAAP President and CEO of the Marks Group. I had an interest in knowing more about Service EDU. We do cover training extensively here on the podcast, so here is your chance to uncover this brand new partnership with a few of our industry's premier manufacturers. Gates, MAHLE, Timken, and NGK pooled their resources and created a day-long training seminar they are taking on the road. The kickoff was in Avondale, Arizona in late April 2016. So why listen? Get a first-hand behind-the-scenes view of how these industry giants got together to build an effective way to bring product-specific training to shops and technicians. Learn that bringing practical information on how to diagnose failures and repair them to shops and technicians is an important goal of theirs. And listen, as my friend Bobby Bassett so nicely says, if our students can take just a few nuggets away, that will help to reduce downtime, increase profits, reduce warranties and labor claims, and then we've done our job. Now, I've attended a few of Bobby's leader-led and webinars, and he is among the best. Now, hear the story of Service EDU. Well, guys, Ted Hughes from MAHLE and Tom Marks from the Marks Group and Bobby Bassett with Gates, so glad to have you here. And we're here to talk about Service EDU. What brought this program together?
I'll take that one, Carm. It's an idea that started, I would say, the latter part of 2014, early in 2015. Mm-hmm. As in our industry, we attend a lot of industry functions and things just for the general betterment of the industry itself. And one thing that we've identified that our biggest challenge is in the independent aftermarket, competing with the OE service dealer, where they have mandated training hours that they have to participate in yearly. There's nothing like that. There's no standards, no extended education, if you will, on the independent aftermarket side. And as you look at some of our contemporaries, they've embarked on different training programs, and that's great for them. But as we thought about it, had a meeting with some colleagues in the industry, we talked about, instead of each of us going our own separate way and putting together something that competes with everybody, that we would, as non-competing manufacturers, but at the same time quality premium manufacturers with a sizable presence in OE and the aftermarket, that we would work together, again, pool our resources, if you will, and put together a training program that was could encompass a day plus and provide that technical training all the while. Please keep in mind, Carm, that this is not any type of infomercial, commercial-based, brand-specific. This is product-specific. And it's product training directly from the product experts at the four participating manufacturers.
So what did it take to put an eclectic group like this together? And I know Timken's not at the table here with us, but they're involved. And oh, I see Bobby. Great. Bobby just said, hey, it was a little money. They threw some money my way. And now, Bobby, I can't believe that because you are a passionate trainer. How did this all come about to you, Bob?
Well, Carm, to be honest with you, it's over the last couple of years, one thing that I saw is, and it's just what it kind of built on what Ted said, that the information is not being pushed down quick enough. Technical information is changing so fast that the technician simply can't keep up with it. And under the current industry standard on how it's rolled out to the industry or how it's brought into the industry, anything that is developed and it's new today, it may take 6 to 8 years through normal channels for it to be pushed out. So really for the technician, they can't do it like they used to. They have to constantly seek new ways to repair. That repair process may have changed. And if they don't change with that repair process, then the failures can begin from that standpoint or from that point forward. It's lack of information, really, is why we got involved in. When we introduced the belt wear tool in 2009, 2010, we ran up against a brick wall in the industry. And it's just what I stated. Under normal cycles of trying to push this information out and down to the technician, it would take years. And so we basically had to go around the whole industry to get this information out. And it's root cause failure. It's really about root cause failure.
And then, if I could just add to that, Bobby, you look at the transition that's gone on in the industry, Carm, just the overall dynamic of servicing vehicles from 20 years ago compared to today, there's nothing that's the same. And when you lay that alongside the demographics for the service professionals that are actually doing the work in the service bays, that person is facing things that they have not faced in their entire careers. And to what Bobby is saying, there's a whole lot of information that we as manufacturers are responsible for, and we have a duty to get that down to that technician level.
One thing I'd like to add, this is Tom Marks, is that one of the important aspects of this is the ability to bring training in a very effective way to the technicians. And one of the challenges has been is training and firsthand ability for the suppliers to be able to reach directly to the shops has been a very important part of their strategy for the last few years. Finding a way to do this in a way that was cost effective and efficient was a very important part of this whole program. And that was very true. There's a lot of companies out there who tried to do this on their own, but frankly, it's a very difficult challenge to do because you have to have a very large infrastructure. You have to have a large budget to do it. And this program allows these suppliers to come together and bring their information, their tools, and their knowledge to the technician world in a way that's very efficient and very cost-effective. And that was a major part of the structure that was being created.
So you were the centerpiece here, Tom, to pull this together.
Well, I'm not sure we're the centerpiece. Actually, the four suppliers came to us, and that was Mala, Gates, Timken, and NGK. And they came to us and said, would you help us pull this program together and basically be the producer of it? And that's our role. Our role was to actually be able to work with the organizations that were going to be doing the training app, which is the UTI campuses around the country, to be able to pull together a strategy that creates a brand, which is service EDU, and then go out there and try and support them in the ability to engage, register, and enroll people, the technicians, the professional technicians, to participate. So that's been our role in this, and it's been a very interesting journey as we get this ready to launch very quickly.
This is unprecedented in the industry, isn't it?
I'm not sure that it is unprecedented here in the U.S. It might be, but I think in Europe, actually, there's been common companies that come together in Europe with various training and marketing programs. I think it's unique here in North America at this particular point and allows these manufacturers to be able to provide training at a level that they probably on their own would not be able to do.
Bobby, did you have something?
Well, I did. I'd like to add to what Tom just said. When we talk about training, if we think about it today, the industry that we've got high mileage vehicles, preventive maintenance is being ignored. The consumer to some or the owner to some degree is really driving that repair process. And when we talk about technical training, the value of this training for the technician, I know there's a cost associated with it, but it is a world worth of information to them. And if they can take just one or two nuggets away that will help reduce downtime, increase their profits, reduce warranties and labor claims. The comebacks in labor claims today, and one thing that we'll show in our training portion of it is today a lot of the warranties that are being pushed back through the industry, there's nothing wrong with those products other than there was something else within the system was creating the failure to begin with. So the overall cost of the training is so minute based on the information that they'll take away, and there's a real value here for them.
Being a top technician takes a lot of hard work, and you can't do it alone. I believe you would agree, vehicle technologies, repair procedures, and diagnostics are changing every year. That's where Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Guru Garage can help. The Garage Gurus program has been designed by and for technicians and offers the most comprehensive program of support tools in the industry. There's a nationwide network of Guru on-site training and technology centers where you can get hands-on training with the equipment and tools needed to solve real work-related challenges. And when you can't make it to on-site training, there's Gurus Online, a 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of course options. Garage Gurus also helps where it matters most, on the job, in your shop. Their Gurus on the Go technology fleet, well, they bring the latest products and technology demos right to you. If you need a quick part lookup, the Gurus On Demand app gives you fast, easy, and accurate info. And when you need help with a technical issue, their bilingual ASE-certified Gurus On Call are ready to help. And this year, they're introducing their Garage Rewards Loyalty Program, which gets you points towards free gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts brands. It costs nothing to join, and you could start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageguru.com, learn all about the Garage Gurus program, and start earning points today. I'm in the big meeting room, Tom, with you guys, and you're all huddling around talking about what we're going to do. But at one point in time, once the logistics are out of the way, you have to think about the person who's coming to your meeting. And what was your like biggest one or two takeaways that you know you've got to get value to them? So when they walk away, they're going to say, this is what I learned. And what are they?
Well, I think the number one is that this is advanced training. This is training not for the beginning technician, but this is advanced training. And that's very important. So they really see they're going to come and learn something new. The second thing was about diagnostics and determining what causes a failure, which I think Bobby was just related to. That's such an important part of this whole business model. This industry is really struggling with the number of warranty claims that are made that have nothing to do with a defective part whatsoever, but either a poor diagnosis, perhaps a poor part selection in the first place. So I think that was very important. The second thing is we wanted to make sure that they were being taught by really quality, well-known, well-respected trainers. One of the things we found is these trainers, like Bobby, have a brand. They are known by people out there. They're respected, and people will go to a training because Bobby is there versus somebody else they may not know. So that was important. And the last thing is that we're not there to be doing a commercial for these companies, these brands that are actually there. This is really talking about dealing with the component itself, the part itself, in a very broad sense, but not focusing on a commercial. And that was very important because all the feedback we get is that they don't want to have a commercial. They want to go over there and really get valuable technical information that will help them be more effective, efficient, and profitable in their business.
I'm glad to hear you say that because that's what I hear all the time. We're not going to go to training and be sold something.
That is correct. And that was very, very important. And it's a challenge to get that across. And Service EDU is a brand new organization and a new entity in itself. And getting that message across to people has been really interesting. And it'll take some time. And people will learn that as they go along. And the reputation of the organization and the trainers will certainly make a big difference.
Bobby?
Yes, I think, and exactly what Tom just stated, I think what's more important, though, is for the technician himself. Because when pushback they have is when they make recommendations to their customer, if the customer decides they don't want to do that, there's liability associated with that. So I think a big value of this training is as we work with our with these technicians to help give them the information they need to help explain to their customer why they need to do or complete the next step, or maybe do the complete job instead of taking the Band-Aid and just replacing that single component. Because remember, these systems, they're systems. They're not single components. They're whole systems that are working together today.
This is Ted again. you know, there's to what Bobby and Tom were saying, there's an old saying in our industry and others that all ships rise with the tide. And our interest from the very beginning was to make for a healthier independent aftermarket. And to do that, we understood up front, the whole purpose is not about providing a commercial. You know, and Bobby just touched on it. These aren't individual components that are being replaced anymore. They're part of a greater system. And for the four of us participating manufacturers, whether it's us at Mahle, whether it's Gates, Timken, or NGK, we are leaders in the OE side. And we work with the OE manufacturers to develop those solutions and the entire system from beginning to end. And that's why we feel that there's nobody better to educate technicians on the intricacies of these whole systems than the ones that are the companies that design them themselves.
By going a face-to-face or a leader-led program versus online webinar, it's a big cost, lots of logistics. Why that instead of building a big consortium of manufacturers and just doing webinars?
Let me address that first. We have done a lot of studies over the years when we have doing trainings and focus groups with technicians, and we've asked that question all the time. Where do you want training? When do you want training? How much do you want to pay for the training, et cetera? So we found some interesting situations. One is we found that the shop owner is the one oftentimes who's making the decision and paying for and sending their techs to training. So that's number one. So they have to do it at a time of day, which is not taking away from the profitability of their business. The second thing is that we also found out that what they would prefer to do is to go into a training environment, which is suitable for learning, which is not certainly oftentimes on the shop floor. You'll find many distributors, for example, have training facilities set up in their facilities. And they do this because it brings people together in a controlled environment. They might even have a lift themselves. They'll have workshops or hands-on training. And that becomes very important. So we looked at all of that and said, if we did this on a Friday evening and an all-day Saturday, that seemed like the most successful time that would be helpful to the shop and to the technician themselves without encroaching on their daily activities. And believe it or not, in this business, it's amazing how much these techs want to learn. They are willing to give up an evening and a day if the training is actually very worthwhile and beneficial to their career growth themselves and their efficiency as a professional technician.
Let's jump into the weeds because you just brought it up, Tom. A Friday night get together, a networking, a speech, some food, and then an all-day training for $49. And I think the value on the night before has got to be huge.
Well, I believe it is. One of the things that we're doing here is we're bringing in a guest speaker on Friday night who we think will be very attractive to the audience. Bogie Leitner is going to kick off our first event in Phoenix. And that particular person has already a brand in their market and they're known and respected. And we believe that will really help be able to really get a view of what the world is all about and provide new information to techs they may not get in their own business environment, maybe about where the future of the industry is going. You know, we as marketing people are always out there on the forefront of learning what's going on and seeing where the industry is going. These techs sometimes are in an environment where they don't have that activity unless they're involved with a local organization. So this is a great opportunity for them to get a kind of a bigger picture of the industry.
So how did you pull this thing off with UTI? Was that a hard part?
We were partners with UTI for years. They have their campus in Charlotte is NTI, NASCAR Technical Institute. And as a NASCAR officially licensed partner and partner in the NASCAR Performance Program, one of the benefits of that is the ability to network and work with other suppliers, vendors, manufacturers, of which UTI is one. And that really opened the door to the relationship that we had of supporting them years ago. And then so you fast forward to 2015 as we're planning Service EDU, we identified needs of a campus, as Tom talked about. Where is it going to be hosted? Well, what we wanted to do from the very beginning was provide hands-on, not just classroom, definitely not webinar. We wanted to have in-person, hands-on training, and to do that, we had to have a venue that could handle it. And you look at UTI's offering of their multiple campuses nationwide in most major metropolitan areas. you know, I still had a contact there, John Dodson, who's been fantastic to work with, as is everybody on the UTI side. They embraced us, welcomed us with open arms, and you know, it's something that came together rather easily, and then it just became identifying the campuses that we wanted to participate in the first phase of Service EDU, and then map out you know, down the road plans for expansion, because we definitely see Service EDU as a long-term venture. It's not just something that's going to be fly by night here today, gone tomorrow. It's we envision expansion to multiple campuses and multiple locations nationwide.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. On the show notes page, we'll have the link to register. But Tom, how easy is it to do?
Oh, we set this up to be very user-friendly. It's very simple. It's simply putting in your name, your email address, where you work, and your position in the business, and then use a credit card to make the payment. And it'll be immediate feedback, so you know you've been registered, and gives you the information on specifics about the particular location, time, et cetera. So it's a very simple process to do.
So after this, what's next for this training group?
Well, this is Bobby. I look for it to really grow. And I know personally, once we first introduced this, I immediately began to get calls from other companies, some people I knew, how do we get involved in this? Some other entities that said, how can we have this come to our location? So there's a real need for this training. And I really look for this to grow in the next couple of years. So it's exciting to see this kind of all come together. One thing I'd like to note also is that one growth area for us is really with the automotive educator, because each year they're required to maintain 20 hours of technical training to keep to maintain their certificates. So this is a great opportunity, not only for the technician, for that automotive educator.
Bobby, I'm glad you brought that up. In episode 106, there was an ACAT episode with Bill Haas, the business director, talking all about the importance of the educators. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Would you ever bring in the distribution side of the business into your classes?
I'll answer it and say that, you know, our doors are wide open right now. We're not gonna close the door on anything. As the program begins to take hold and really becomes, as Tom mentioned, its own brand and grows, you know, we anticipate that we as the premium OE manufacturers that are presenting it, that you know, we're just stewards of the Service EDU program, and we definitely envision a day where maybe it evolves from Friday night to all day Saturday and Sunday, or a Thursday Friday. It could be multiple days, multiple manufacturers, and obviously multiple locations. So we have to count on our distributor partners and our channel partners in order to bring the message to technicians. Their customers are the ones that we are targeting. So to think, for us to think that we could do this without their help is awfully naive of us, as their customers are the ones that we're trying to reach out to.
Tom?
You know, I wanted to just emphasize what Ted was saying. I was actually going to go down the same path. It's very important to us actually to have the distributor folks here, the counter people who are actually communicating directly with the technicians and the shop owners who are ordering these parts. That's part, again, the challenge to the industry is to make sure that education goes all the way through the channel. So we do expect that we'll have the distributors involved in this program as we move forward. And again, we're at the very beginning stage, and we'll have to see how this all works. But in the meantime, we do believe that they'll be an important part of this.
I want to give each of you the last word here in a minute, but I have a burning question for both Bobby and Ted from Mala and Gates. Does your company offer any kind of scholarships for students who want to get into this vocation of ours to go on to school?
Ted, well, from the Gates side, we did up till a year ago, and it was through the entity that we were offering them those through. We do offer scholarships throughout the year. But this year, not specifically for that. So, but as we develop this program, then we'll certainly come back and relook at that.
Thank you. Ted?
Yeah, like Bobby, that's definitely something that's on our radar. For us right now, we approach it similar to the way we approach our motorsport sponsorships. We prefer to look out for the forest and the betterment of the forest instead of the individual trees. We support vocational schools all across the country, whether it be something that's performance related, like a UNOH in Lima, Ohio, to UTI, which is nationwide and providing education and certification for upwards of 15,000 technicians a year, professional technicians a year, to be able to impact their education and enable a better education experience for them. That's something that we've directed our time and attention to in recent years. However, in addition to support of the aftermarket scholarship programs that are there, we definitely are looking at parlaying our service EDU presence to a much broader scholarship program for up-and-comers in the industry.
Thanks, Ted. So here's what's going on. Avondale, Arizona in April, Irving, Texas in May, in Lyle, Illinois in September, Mooresville, North Carolina in October, and you'll have something in California in Rancho Cucamonga. It's not announced yet, but that's your current plans. It's off the charts, Service EDU. It was great to get a behind-the-scenes feel and find and actually talk to the guys who have put this thing together. So I really thank you for being coming on the podcast. This was interesting logistics to get all of you busy guys all in one place at one time. Wow, we should have a real meeting now. But I'm going to give you all the last word. We'll start with Bobby. We'll go to Ted, then to Tom.
Well, I'd like to say thank you so much for the opportunity. This is very humbling, really, to be asked to present this type of training. I never take that job lightly. Each year we probably see, I'm guessing probably 3,000 to 5,000 we teach in person. So this is just that another opportunity to help the technician understand. I can tell you that for the value, for the money, it's huge. It's an excellent opportunity to come learn about the industry, to learn some of the problems within the industry that are creating failures they're not aware of. And I'll leave a teaser here for you. When 70% of the alternators that are returned after they've been installed, and 70% of those that are returned when they for no charge, when they go back to the factory, typically the factory finds there's nothing wrong with them. So in essence, what happened, the alternator was good, but there was something wrong with the system, and that's what we help you understand. It's not about the single component. It is about the system. Thanks.
In episode 51, when Bill Hanvey was senior VP of AASA, we talked all about that parts warranty and the need for education. So, Bobby, thanks for bringing that up. Ted?
Yeah, and Carm, I want to first thank our contemporary manufacturers at NGK, at Gates, and at Timken, along with the people at Mala. Mala has a global initiative to really increase our training presence among service professionals, because again, when they're doing the jobs right, it's their reputations on the line, and they need to rely on the premium components to make sure that they're not seeing vehicles again once they go out of the bay and once they're serviced. And we have we have the responsibility as manufacturers to make sure that they're equipped to do their jobs the very best. And, you know, speaking of very best, you got the best trainers, as Tom talked about. Bobby's fantastic. Our trainer, Bill McKnight, who's would be here, but he's out training as we speak. You know, there's no finer presence in terms of knowledge of the working internal combustion engine than Bill McKnight. And to be able to get technicians in front of him and hear his upwards of 40 years of experience, both as an educator in this field and as an expert in the industry, is something that we're very proud to offer. And again, just thanks to our companies that we're working with and to the Marks Group for making it all happen with us.
You're batting cleanup, Tom.
You know, I want to say a couple things. One is we are very fortunate to have four very important strategic brands involved in this program. And we've been very careful to make sure that we've got really the right message and the right training to deliver value to the techs. Our suggestion is folks go on to www.service-edu.com, take a look at the dates, find the location near you, sign up for our database so we can make sure we keep in touch with you for the future. And we look forward to being there. And hopefully by word of mouth, Service EDU will become a major training program for the industry. And we look forward to supporting that program as time goes on.
Well, thanks, guys, for telling us all about serviceedu.com.
Thanks so much, Carm.
Hey, guys and gals, thanks so much for listening. Find additional show notes on Service EDU and the resumes of my guests on the episodes page on Remarkable Results Radio. Now, that's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release, industry links, and resources. Now, I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm so grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.